T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're joined by our legal expert, Paul Cambria, this morning to talk about the mask mandate. Paul, good morning. The state, last evening, after last evening when the decision came in, the state filed an appeal that found the state's school mask mandate, indoor businesses too, unconstitutional. But as we speak this morning, this is not in effect. Am I right?
That's correct. It's unfortunate. The Attorney General's office, in a couple of cases that I had, along with Todd Aldinger at the time, kept telling people that by simply filing a notice of appeal, that automatically the decision below was stayed. And that isn't true. It is if the decision required a government official to do something, that would be true. Once they filed an appeal, it would stop. But this decision only requires them not to violate the Constitution. So there isn't an automatic stay. So that court's decision is still in play. And we had the same ruling here in Erie County. Judges agreed with us that it's not an automatic stay. And what it looks like here is that the judge downstate basically took a page out of the Supreme Court's decision book. If you recall, they said that OSHA didn't have the power to promulgate this mandatory vaccine and all the rest of it. And it's the same thing here. The judge basically said the Commissioner of Health doesn't have that power. That's a legislative act. The legislature hasn't done so. And so the Commissioner of Health has exceeded their authority. So that's basically what's happened.
You mentioned a stay could not easily happen then. So what are you expecting? We had the governor yesterday saying that they are going to pursue every option to reverse it immediately. What do you think is going to happen within maybe as soon as today?
What I was saying is a stay is not automatic simply when they file their notice of appeal. And that's what they've been peddling in a lot of our cases. And it's just not true. And our courts here in Erie County have agreed with us that it's not true. So they could go to the court and ask for a stay, but then the whole court would have to make a decision based on that. It wouldn't be automatic. And so what I expect to happen is they're going to appeal. They're going to have to ask for a stay. And then the court will decide whether or not the decision below has merit, whether or not it should be stayed, or whether or not it should be continued. And there is no mask ban. And in the meantime, there'll be mixed signals. We have the schools saying, you wear the mask anyway. We don't care what the judge said. I mean, it's sort of a mess. But it can be cleared up in a couple of days by the appellate division, which will be the next court to look at it.
Is the state education department right to be telling schools across the state to continue to follow this?
If the decision by the judge below enjoined the public health department of the state from enforcing this, then they are wrong. In other words, the health department should follow the court's rule. And I think that's what he did. I think that he imposed this injunction, if you will, on the state health department. And if so, if I were the plaintiff, I would go in and say they should be held in contempt. Because if they're telling schools to disregard his order, that's contempt of court, and they should be enjoined from doing it, fined, et cetera.
It's interesting to note the ruling doesn't really mention the effectiveness of masks, rather the law itself, saying that something like this would have to be approved by the state legislature. It can't just be enacted by the governor. Is that going to continue to be the argument moving forward?
It has to be, and the judge said that in his decision. He said, look, I'm not talking about whether it's good or bad to have masks. I'm just saying this is the wrong governmental entity to impose it. This should be a legislative act and not some administrative act by the Department of Health. I mean, we've seen that here. Look at how many times, we'll turn on the news and the county executive is saying, here's a new rule today. We need to have this done from a statewide standpoint, and it can't just be, this county executive, that health department, and so on. I mean, because it's tossing businesses upside down and people.
Paul, in Erie County, the mask mandate is still in effect. Or is it? I mean, it was imposed without the Erie County legislature's approval. It was imposed by County Executive Mark Poloncarz with his pandemic powers. But is this, could the same thing be applied here?
Yeah, definitely the same be made. We do have a statewide requirement of, if you go into a restaurant, you have to have a mask on, you can take it off once you get in, that kind of thing. That was reinstituted, and that's a directive. Governors can make directives. Now, whether or not they're valid is another thing, but they can make directives. But it shouldn't be county by county, health department by health department. It's too much chaos that way.
What do you foresee happening here? I mean, is this going to ultimately go to the legislature, or is it going to just keep going up the courts?
It's going to go to the appellate division, and the appellate division is going to decide whether or not to impose a stay. They'll probably put it on a fast track to decide it on the merits, and we'll see what the outcome is. But this, again, is sort of a playbook out of the Supreme Court. I mean, that's what they did to OSHA, and that same sort of argument's being made here.
Because it's been lifted even temporarily statewide, does that weaken it?
Well, it depends on what the courts do at this point. It's all a matter. It's all down to the courts. The courts make the rulings, not the executives. So we'll see what they do. I'm sure they're going to move quickly on this.
All right. Hey, Paul, thanks so much for the time this morning. Paul Cambria is our expert legal analyst and attorney talking about this latest ruling. A state court has struck down the governor's mask mandate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.